Polls show voter opinion on health reform tends to fall along party lines, which would seem to make it ripe for an election issue. Republican Ron Johnson says opposition to the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act was what prompted him to run against Democrat Russ Feingold.
I'd like to see the health care bill repealed. I would suggest we replace and then repeal.
The issue propelling Johnson into the U.S. Senate race is one being used by candidates across the country to illustrate frustration with Washington. But with views fairly evenly divided among the electorate, it may end up being a wash as one party's vote cancels out another's, giving independents additional sway. The Kaiser Family Foundation has tracked Americans' views since before the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act was passed. The foundation's Claudia Dean says Democrats tend to favor the law, Republicans oppose the law. It's not known who will show up at the polls and whether this issue will determine how they vote.
About 1 in 10 people say that health care reform is their top voting issue. They are sort of evenly distributed between supporters and opponents, so it doesn't seem to be motivating one side more than the other per se, and it doesn't, at least in voters' minds, seem to be the top issue this fall.
As for people in Wisconsin, Feingold says those at his trademark listening sessions were vocal on the issue. They wanted medical costs controlled and more access to health care.
And the evidence we have is that 60% of Wisconsinites favored us doing something over those years, and 40% probably didn't want us to do it. So I had to figure out what Wisconsin people really wanted.
What they're getting, says Ron Johnson, is more costly health insurance.
Now families are starting to get those premium increases. They're seeing there was no cost control whatsoever. They said they'd bend the cost curve down.
Independent organizations dispute claims that insurance increases are solely due to reform. The Urban Institute and consulting company Mercer say consumer protections, like the prohibition on lifetime caps and coverage of those with pre-existing conditions, are responsible for increases of only 1 or 2%. The rest is from medical costs, which were escalating before the law was enacted. Another part of reform tries to shore up Medicare funding in ways Johnson characterizes as cuts. Feingold disagrees.
He's got a mailer out that says we're cutting senior citizens' Medicare guaranteed benefits. That's absolutely untrue. It doesn't do that. What it does do is cut $400 to $500 million out of the program that actually goes to wasteful aspects of Medicare Advantage and to all kinds of waste, fraud, and abuse.
Seniors are traditionally a reliable voting bloc. Both candidates have talked not only about Medicare, but Social Security. The Congressional Budget Office says the program can pay full benefits until 2037. The two candidates have clashed on ways to keep it going after that. Johnson says he'll look at all options, with two exceptions: no payroll tax increase and no requirement that future beneficiaries use the private market. Feingold says contributions could be increased by taxing high-income seniors. Feingold opposes any efforts at privatizing Social Security. Johnson has praised fellow Republican Paul Ryan's plan for Social Security, which includes proposals for privatization and raising the retirement age. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.